We're talking to Abby Brenizer, a Norwalk volleyball senior. First of all, we're talking after a 3-0 win over Pella Christian on Tuesday night. I guess your initial thoughts on how tonight's match went.
We did so good. We kept our confidence high and just played our game.
Very good. Well, one of the things I was talking to Coach Karpuk about here in my interview with her is that, you know, even when Pella Christian, you know, made those a couple runs throughout, I think it was especially in set two, like your team stayed poised through the entire way through, you know, didn't let up any of that confidence. You know, just tell me about, you know, tell me what it takes to, you know, keep up that confidence throughout that.
Yeah, we work on our breathing a lot. Like, it gets a little intense when you hear the crowd and everything. So, you know, we look at each other, we take those deep breaths and know that we got each other's backs and we're all in it together.
And another thing about tonight is you hardly trailed at all. I think it was the very beginning you trailed like 1-0 or something like that, and that kind of smooth sailing the rest of the way through. I'm sure that's I'm sure that was kind of a key to the game tonight too.
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to serve hard and just like keep swinging. They had some solid blocks, but our goal was to keep swinging on them and just keep pushing them out of system. So
you're a senior this year. How many years have you been starting here on varsity?
3 years.
3 years, yeah. Very good. So pretty key cog in this program. What's it like to finally be a senior now and to be one of the big leaders on the team?
It's awesome. I love playing with everyone and just being a leader out there and just having everyone on the court and stuff like that.
I was looking at varsity bound here. I'll pull it back up. I think I saw you are the team leader in kills. Yes, you are. 67 coming into tonight. Not sure how many you had here tonight, but I mean, talk about, you know, some of your strongest skill sets, I guess.
Yeah, I would say definitely in the front row. I've been working on my passing a lot, which has gotten a little better. But, yeah, I definitely think swinging and blocking is where it's at for me. I started as a middle and then transitioned to the outside. So I definitely think the front row is my strongest suit.
Well, very good. Your team, of course, is ranked number 15 in Class 4A here in the preseason rankings. Talk about what it means to get those accolades. You know, even though that doesn't really mean anything, talk about, you know, what it means to be one of the best in the state.
Yeah, it's definitely a confidence builder. It helps. We have a kind of a young team. We have some young starters out there, so it helps them know that they're a part of this team and, like, get their confidence up and just helps us go and, like, have that confidence going in the games.
So who are some of your other teammates that you think are you know, poised to do big things here this year?
Yeah, my other senior, Cameron McKay, number 13, she helps us a lot. She is our hype man. She's always getting hyped and helping us keep that confidence and keeping our cool. And then also Noelle Sutcliffe, our other outside. She's really good about keeping her cool and, like, just doing her job and all that confidence.
Well, 6-3 start to the season now after about the first week. I know the Grinnell tournament probably could have gone a little better, but, I mean, that being said, you still got to be pretty happy about the start of the year, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I am so excited for what we will do continuing throughout the year, too.
ADM coming up on Thursday.
Yes.
Lots of games there. I think I counted 5 on the schedule. What's the outlook for you going to face there?
We are excited. We want to keep our confidence high and just play our game. That's our goal throughout the whole season. We have the physical aspects. It's just that mental part that we got to keep in mind.
All right. Anything else before we wrap up?
Go Warriors!